Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's another blessed day the Lord has made, and I thank Him that He's with us. The Word of God teaches that the Holy Spirit will never leave us or forsake us, and He's always available and willing to guide us. And we need to match God. If God is willing, able, and willing, and ready to guide us, we need to be ready and willing to receive from the Lord in faith and act on His word all the time. You know, when I first got saved, I wanted to do something for the Lord. I wanted to do His will. I wanted to be a blessing to people. And I wanted people to know the very same peace that I knew and receive from the Lord. I said, you know, great things are ahead, because now I feel alive and I know the Lord is real, and I know that I'm saved. I know that I'm going forward. And you know, you have an unction from the Holy Spirit. You may not know everything, but with the Lord's help and His guidance, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can be blessed in every way there is, and you can go forward and do the greater things in life. And while you're having a good time in the Lord, here comes the enemy working through anybody that's willing, causing people to feel reluctant, trying to hinder your purpose. And then at first it'll take you by surprise. It's designed that way. But then you read the Word of God, and it shows you how to win. Knowing that you're on God's side, knowing that you're washed in the blood, knowing that you're going to live forever, knowing that Jesus is Lord, is wonderful. And then when the enemy try his tricks, and he try to get you, he try to persuade you wrong and cause you to understand things the wrong way and work against your life, then you find out you got authority over Satan. And that's a bonus. Now, as we learn to win in life, we learn the greater things of God. We become blessed in every way there is. We grow from glory to glory. And knowing that you're not a sitting duck, that you can fire back. The enemy is not the only one with fiery darts. We can speak words of life. We can command him to leave us alone and others. We can rebuke the spirit of death. We can stop the works of darkness, all through Jesus Christ. Now, the last broadcast, we talked about how the Holy Spirit would always guide you the right way and show you the truth. And He will help you understand things in its right content according to the Word of God. He will bless you. He will not leave you isolated. You're not alone. And the battle you're fighting is His battle. He won it for us, and we fight from the position of victory. We're in the kingdom of God, and we have to learn how our kingdom operates. Now, the world is more savvy in their kingdom than we are in ours. And a lot of people, when they're looking at the crowd, they're used to focusing on the crowd. And they learn to say things that won't upset people. Now, I've watched how people minister for many years. Some ministers, you know, they try to stay true to the word, and they don't cower down. But a lot of them do. And the reason I say that is because when people need to be repenting, there's no mention about things to repent from. There's no understanding about There's no teaching about what sin will do to you and how it systematically will take you out. These are the things I learned mostly from the Lord. Now, some pastors who stayed true to the word, they taught many wonderful things about how to stand, how to win, how to go forward. But when I go in God's presence, I learn things differently than what I hear people teaching. And I realize why. The persuasion of false teachers, see, on the front side of the scripture in 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter described what would happen when false teachers come. He even said to the people he wrote to, he said, some of you will rise up and teach falsely. He was saying it not in those exact words, but he was saying that false teachers would come, and some of the people that was within the church at that time would begin to teach false doctrines. Now, the truth of everything, God always show you the whole thing. You know, he's holistic. He is foundation. He looks at the whole picture. It's not fair to just teach the blessing side of God's word and ignore the warning of God and the destruction of sin. Now, because there's false teachers out there, everybody has influence. Nobody should underestimate their opponent. Anybody that teach karate and learn warfare, they teach you not to underestimate your enemy. Or even in a sport match, never underestimate your opponent. And when you watch the bowl games, you find out why. People can come up with the most unique things. Some games, when people are desperate, anything can happen. Now, the Lord taught me that everybody has influence. And I had to learn how to fight Satan. I had to learn warfare. And I learned warfare two ways. I learned it on the battlefront. I watched how Satan tried to trick me. And then I studied the Word of God, and I learned it from the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit helped me to see things for what they are. And the enemy will use he always uses the weak spots in others, their weaknesses, their hurts, and their fears to bring damage to your life, to attack your life. Now, the first stages of his attack, it's usually something desirable. It's going to be beautiful, smell good, sound right. It's another opinion, but it seems harmless as a dove. But it's got a forked tongue and it's a lie. Now, once you begin sinning, it starts with deception mostly. Temptation, deception. You know, people are not just out to do wrong, to be evil. They're just trying to have fun, but they go outside the guidelines that God has set for us. Now, it's a blessing that the Lord told us what not to do. He pointed out what sin is and what can't enter heaven. Fornication can't enter heaven. Adultery can't enter heaven. Homosexuality can't enter heaven. Witchcraft, lying, and stealing, they can't enter heaven. Even especially, and unforgiveness. See, no matter how much God loves you, if you don't forgive others and he's forgiven you of all your sins, he won't forgive you of your sins if you don't forgive others. These are the things that cause people not to enter the kingdom of God or enter the realm of heaven. And you can't go up there with those things in your heart. They have to be dealt with. You have to repent from them. And it's a good thing that God pointed out to his guidelines. Those things are cancerous. It's worse than any cancer. Those sins I just named is worse than any cancer. They will eat you from the inside out spiritually. All sin hardens people's heart against God. It starts with deception and temptation, and then it gets over into rebellion. Now, when it's rebellion, that's when you're in the mode to defy God. You don't care about what God thinks. You don't care about other people. You care about what you're trying to do. Or you love the riches and the things of this world more than the love of God. And it'll bring you down to the point that you can see people in need and it has no effect. When the Lord convicts you of sin, you shrug it off. You don't care. And the more you do that, the less you'll sense the conviction of God. Now, God will work with you. He know what sin will do. He know that most people don't understand what sin is doing to them. And one day you'll find yourself in a ditch, just like the prodigal son. He wouldn't respond to wisdom, then he wouldn't respond to the guidance of God, then he wouldn't respond to the love of God. And then he tried the world. He ended up in the pig pen. He was out there eating with the hogs. Now, but he woke up realizing that if he go back to his father's house, he could be a servant. And he didn't go back trying to be a son. He went back trying to be a servant. And he realized it was in his best interest to do right. And he repented of his evil. And the Lord, his father, just like God, with open arms, killed the fatted calf and had a party for him because he was so glad that his child was back. So it is with the father. Now, that's a parable taught by Jesus, but it's also a reality in the lives of many people. Because they lack knowledge, people are prone to wonder. And a lot of good people that don't have things, they never took time to learn things from God's point of view. They're looking at things from their point of view. And the enemy can gain a foothold against them through their own desires. You know, they're not trying to be mean, they're just trying to have a good time. Some people, they know to go to church, but they want to go to a party. They go to a club to dance. Just have a good time. Let the hair down. They're not out there trying to be mean or nothing like that. But it starts there. Because there's a persuasion. There's a world of persuasion in the music and in the atmosphere. They went into the demon's den. And even people of the world, they're just trying to have a good time. To them, it's just camaraderie. And they just, you know, they just want to have a good time, you know. They don't know everything. But they're still being played. You have to understand God and who he is and what works and what don't. Everybody likes good music. Lucifer was a musician. But Satan uses music as a weapon. Now, everything that's antichrist is his weapon, and it does damage if you allow it. Now, when I was growing up, we used to love good music and Christian music. You know, the old church hymns didn't sound as good as the R&B on the radio and rock and roll. So Christians started ramping up their style. They made music fun again, and a lot of young people got saved and just enjoyed the things of God with better music that had life in it. And that music built people up. And then sometimes they played old church hymns, and sometimes they revised them. And a great move of God broke out in the 80s, 70s, 80s, early 90s. But God is fun. And the reason the church don't always come up with better, you have to be alive in your heart. You have to thrive in life in order to produce life. But the persuasion of false teaching did work to neutralize the effectiveness of God's people. And even in the R&B world and in the blues, a lot of the musicians that came, some of our most prominent musicians, started in the church. And they sang in the church, in the choir, before people. They got used to singing before people. And then they got, it was good. And then they started singing worldly songs, and they weren't afraid of the crowd, so that if they were naturally talented, it was, you know, they were used to singing in front of a crowd. And some of them imitated holiness preachers, like James Brown, and the whole world loved it, because they never seen someone, a lot of people didn't see how holiness preachers used to preach. And they drew a crowd, so they went with the world. Now, the love of God, the style doesn't matter. The method of singing is not important. It's the message. It's what's being sung. It's what's being taught. It's what's being said. And then somebody said, well, I'm going to make music lively again. And they went before the Lord and they got a song. And they sung it like they were enthused. And sometimes it sounded wonderful. And people, and no, even the people that didn't believe in God wouldn't enjoy it. Because when you got the right rhythm, people are going to naturally want to hear it. And when you put the message in there right, then that word can get in people's heart. I got a friend that got saved from a song by the Clark Sisters. And they played this song in the club, and it was a Christian song. They were singing praise to God, but it sounded better than anything out there. And they played it in clubs, he heard it, and he got saved and stayed saved. Now, it's important to get the message to the ears of the harvest. It's important to get the message to the ears of the harvest. Now, the Holy Spirit, I know him as being very lively. The things that he gave me to write and things that he caused me to write books, to me, they're entertaining and they're informative. Now, I focus more on information because I got to give people information. And I said, Lord, when I minister to people and teach, I want it to be like you do it. I want it to be interesting. I don't want it to be monologue, just boring. I said, I can't do it by myself, but you can. Help me to make it interesting. Because the anointing needs to reach the ears of the harvest. And the ears of those who are hungry to know more. Now, some people are not as strong as others. And while they're unstable, the enemy try to trip them up. Now, watch this. If their heart loves God, God has something to work with. And he can bring them back. Sometimes people go through things and they deviate because they didn't know what was out there. And some people can look from God's position and learn what's out there from a safe spot and not get hurt. They're just wiser. But some people, they don't always take every part of God's word as at his word. They don't, if you don't live by faith somewhere, you're going to learn something the hard way. Now, some people, they see some things and they're not going to get in that trap, but they'll get in another form of a trap. And the enemy has set many traps out there. And the only way to not get bit by one of Satan's traps is to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Pay attention to what he's saying. But and never be afraid of the evil or the trap or his or Satan's people or any form, any demon or anything that he has to say. Don't be afraid of it. Just see it for what it is. Light exposes darkness. And that way you won't get corrupted. and talk to the Lord about it. Now, some things that I felt like I was outclassed about. I had no experience in some of the temptations that the enemy would try to tempt me with, or problems he tried to bring my way. I didn't have the experience. And I went through a phase where I didn't handle money too good. I said, Lord, I'm not the best steward financially. I said, I don't know what to do. And I prayed and asked him to help me, like I always do. Now, it doesn't matter if you fail somewhere. You got an enemy out there that's smarter. And he knows how to pervert things and cause you to get in trouble. But God knows how to spring his traps. So I looked to the Lord. I said, Lord, show me how to navigate. Show me how to be a much better steward. And I listened. And the Lord will activate people around me to say what I need. And the Holy Spirit will guide me into all truth. And I learned some things. One of the major things that I learned was don't fear. Just like he told me when it was, don't fear falling. When there was temptation and lust and things like that. He said, don't fear falling. And I received what he said and did it. And then with my finances, I learned not to fear lack. God is always with me. And I understand. And then he taught me how money comes. It don't come at once. It comes over time. Your basic needs are added, but the things that are multiplied is the love and the knowledge of God and the blessings and healing and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Those things are multiplied to us. But provisions are added to us, and they come over time. And that's just the way it works. Every time we hear God out, he has so much wisdom to give us. And the things that he has to say, they put us over. They bless us. There's nothing that Satan has that can compare with the knowledge of God. Because of this, now is the time we need to pay more attention to the heart of God's will. Now, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He has to fight us on our level. All right, these are the facts that we relayed this week. And, in last broadcast, we talked about how Satan has to fight us on our level. Now, when people are making progress, think about when people first get saved, they're converts. They don't know all the details and how things work. They're looking at life from their perspective. They're pioneering their way. They don't know how vicious the enemy is. They don't know where sin is going to take them. They learn about the love of God. If they don't trust God in the foundational things firmly, it's easy to deviate. And unless you pay more attention to the Holy Spirit, without his guidance, it's hard to navigate. So what has happened is the influence of false teaching is out there. Now, when people's focus change, their destiny change. So some pastors, they're looking at the crowd and they want to keep the people coming and they compromise. But the wisest pastors, they teach people to look to stay in the confines of the foundation and live and thrive. The wisest pastors teach people to look to the Lord and learn all you can. But that's not popular in many circles because people view praying and taking time to pray and seek the Lord and study the Word. They look at it as work, not a privilege, not a blessing. Now, to me, it's the opposite. If it's time to pray and seek the Lord, it's a blessing. One of my favorite things to do right before I go to sleep, I ask the Lord, is there any scripture he want me to look at? And that gives him, and I say, I want to see what you got to say to me. And he can relate to you through scripture. and he'll give me a scripture. I learned a lot of things from the Lord that way. But see, with the Lord, there's no limits. But God is foundational. See, it'll be evil to, it wouldn't be wise, it wouldn't even be loving for God to give you the success you pray for, a time you pray for it. Because at the wrong time, it can be a weapon. If we look at the success and how people bless us, and you know, we become rich too quick, and we get fame and fortune too fast. If we don't have the character to match it, if we don't have the foundation, it's easy to get in trouble. But when you follow the Lord, he'll navigate you through the traps so you don't get hurt. So you don't get bit by Satan's traps. A lot of people, they went out there, they ended up, and they got rich, they got wealthy, singing all kind of worldly songs. And then they woke up in a ditch. All of that could, then now they know that the devil ain't nothing, is nothing nice, and the world is not as friendly as it seems. Now the pastors knew it. They knew that they was going to get in trouble. But, and they tried to tell them and warn them, but they didn't listen. And they didn't listen to their parents either. And they did it anyway. And then some of them got in trouble, and some of them stayed in the world, and some of them got their mind right, went back home and did a do-over. But those who seek the Lord, they'll win. And it's not fair for people to think that false information can help you. Now, sin hardens your heart against God. And it's trying to form rebellion in you. It doesn't. Satan's plan don't always work because people don't always fall for it. Even sinners. Jesus said the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. A lot of people don't have people, anybody to explain the details they need. And I keep telling you that it stems from false teaching. Now watch this. This is Isaiah chapter 30. This is Isaiah 30. I'll start at verse 8. He said, now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Now watch what they say, which say to the seers, which are prophets, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way. Turn aside from the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. See, the first generation from Adam to Noah's day, they didn't want God in their thinking. They knew God was God, but they rebelled against him. They didn't want him in their thinking. And out of billions of people, only 8 people got saved because of Satan's witchcraft. Verse 12. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay therein, thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And they shall break it as the breaking of potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of the sherd to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And ye will not listen. But ye said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee. And we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. The Lord told his people not to go to Egypt. And they told the seeing prophets that, you know, seers are prophets who see a vision. They said, see not. And to the prophets that preach the truth, they said, prophesy not unto us right things, prophesy smooth things. This concept has found its way in the church. And the only way to overcome it is to love God fully and drive out everything that's not right out of your thinking process and out of your heart. You have to trust God on what he said about Satan. You have to trust God's word about what he said about you. You have to trust God's word about what he said about false teachers, false prophets, as much as you do false, true pastors, apostles, you know, evangelists, prophets, and teachers. You have to trust God on all these things. And the Holy Spirit, he'll keep you aware, and things that's trying to sneak up on you won't. He'll show you the right path, not the quick way, not the shortcut, and not the road to nowhere. He'll show you the way where you'll get somewhere. Now, when the foundation is strong, the Lord can give you, it's easy for God to give you creative things to do. He can give you songs that'll trump all the songs that you've ever heard. I've heard songs from people that I know that were anointed and talented, and it sounded better than anything I ever heard. And they were not known. A man named Jerry Frazier and Greg Hosey. Now, Jerry Frazier wrote some beautiful songs. He wrote some of the best songs I ever heard. So did Otis Berry and Greg Hosey. He could sing. He was anointed and he could sing. That's how I learned about worship. I learned to go in the Lord's presence singing. When Greg Hosey used to lead the church in worship songs at Refuge Temple back in the 80s. See, God has people in place, but you, if you, if you